Time for our local hero spotlight with Bill Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Linda and Steve McCray from McCray's Farm in South Hadley. Another story of a Massachusetts or a New England dairy farm trying to make its way in the wide world of milk and having to diversify therein. You've brought me the first gallon of McCray's Farm milk to be tasted in Northampton. Is that right, Steve?
As far as I know.
Where can one get this milk at this point?
At this point, we're just selling it right out of the creamery. Eventually, we hope to put it out to other stores.
There's almost nothing, well, maybe except for a glass milk jug. Nothing like taking that little plastic wrapper off of a giant whole gallon of milk.
So glass bottles are coming, though.
It's because we like to kick it old school.
And what would you say is the time period from udder to cup here?
He's bottling this morning, so it was from udder to cup was probably about 6 hours.
What I was surprised by with the milk is just assumed it was whole milk because it tasted really good and really thick and rich, but this is your 1% milk. You have a new bottling plant there, right?
Yeah.
Why do you need to go in this direction at this point?
My father bought the farm in 55.
I'm sorry to hear that. Oh, you didn't mean buy the farm like that.
Yeah. No, he bought the farm in 55, and then rest of the family took it over in 2005. The whole dairy farming industry has just been going downhill for a long time just because of skyrocketing costs and not skyrocketing prices. So we're kind of controlled by the Chicago Mercantile Exchange and the federal government. The federal government can write checks when they're $17 trillion in debt, but we can't.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a problem.
And they regulate the price, too.
They totally regulate the price.
And it usually, if you are a mass-producing milk farm, it can maybe work to your advantage. But if you're McCray's Farm in South Hadley, a family farm since the 50s, it doesn't work so well.
And the other part is it doesn't account for that it costs more to produce milk in New England than it does at a very, very large industrial dairy farm in another part of the country. Yeah.
The dairy farmers in Mass only produce about 20-25% of the milk that's consumed in the state.
Right.
So with supply and demand, you'd think that we'd get a pretty good price,
mm-hmm.
but because of interstate commerce, they're just shipping it in from New York and Vermont and everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So it just floods the market. And anytime the milk truck pulls in the driveway is another day of losing money. Supposedly, the going rate for a price of milk, supposedly break even, is about $24 per 100 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, we're netting about 18 because we have to pay the truck driver and all that. So we net about 18.
Mm.
Break even is 24, and you don't really need to be a mathematician to figure that out.
So how do you make up the gap then? How does having your own bottling plant there, or what's the next step for McCray's? Linda?
Diversified by having a free animal farm, and he makes homemade ice cream, and we put in a mini golf at one point.
You do a haunted Halloween thing.
And we also have a haunted Halloween.
It always sounds scary.
Yeah, it's family oriented. It's not over the top. It's scary for young kids, but
yes,
for high school kids.
That's what
kids,
I like to hear.
And that's helped sustain us actually a lot through the winter. But because we're zoned farming, the majority of our business has to be 50% or more product of the farm or done at the farm. We kind of went with the activities because it went with ice cream. And we did a lot of school group hayride tours. And now it's time to bottle milk.
Just to make it clear for folks, because you are bottling milk, you can charge the price you want to charge, and you get to keep every penny of the sales. And that's why this is helpful.
So I think as long as federal government is not paying you, you're allowed to charge.
Ah.
You know, you can charge whatever
you want.
So
if you're not taking the milk subsidies in any way, you can charge whatever you want.
Correct.
But the people who are getting the milk subsidies are these giant farms, and then they can charge much less so that when your milk is next to another milk on the shelf, somebody who's only thinking about price might not go to your milk first.
And there's also, I think, you're allowed to only produce a certain amount of your own milk and bottle it. If you do more than that, then the federal regulations start coming into effect. But Mapleline and now McCray's is able to do their own milk. And as long as they stay under that amount, then they can be charging the price they want to charge.
So how long have you been bottling at McCray's Farm?
We started last Friday night.
Wow, so this really is hot off the presses milk, sort of. Linda and Steve McCray from McCray's Farm in South Hadley and Phil Corman from CESA, your local farm dinner is this Saturday, Enterprise Farm in Wakely, catered by Whole Foods with the woman who sadly lost on Hell's Kitchen last night, Mary Ponelt, who's a butcher at Whole Foods. Maybe she'll be there.
Oh, she is there.
She's going to be there.
She's going to be there, and the tickets run out today, so if you got to come, you got to buy today on Friday, or that's it.
Buylocalfood.org.